welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, 1 week away from Christmas. That's next Friday. Tonight we are joined by Dr. Ted Breuer. His website is healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Subscribe to his email list. You can get up-to-date information via email directly from his site, and bookmark his site for regular content updates. And yeah, is your radio show host right here on Global Star?
Absolutely. And if I can jump in here, Joe, for a moment. You know, I've known Dr. Ted Breuer now for, I don't know, probably 18 months, maybe longer, 2 years. I'm not sure. One thing I can say about him, he's straight up. He's straight up. He's honest. He's extremely intelligent. He's got a product line at healthmasters.com. And, you know, you haven't heard him push his... This is not an infomercial, right? You were talking about a number of things tonight. But I want to tell you something, okay? Because he... Boy, I hope I don't offend him when I say he doesn't need your business. He really doesn't, okay? I don't mean to be offensive, but he's got a tremendous product line, and so tremendous that, you know, I was diagnosed as a diabetic back a number of years ago, right after I had a heart issue. Anyway, bottom line was I had taken supplements. You know, you get at the various health food stores you buy, or you go to Walgreens, and I thought I was doing well. Well, he set me up on the blood sugar protocol. And within, I noticed the difference within like 3 days. And then within a couple of weeks after taking the blood sugar protocol and my diabetic medication, oral diabetic medication, my blood sugar like went down so low, I had to stop taking my, can I say this? I had to stop taking my medication. It was either to stop taking the supplements or to stop taking the medication. So I said all that to say this. Number one, he doesn't need your business. But number two, if you're in the market for a product that will really work the way it's intended, and I mean this because I feel like he really physically turned my life around in a physical sense, as well as, you know, from a friendship point of view, go to healthmasters.com and shop there. Check out the blood sugar protocol. If you even if you're marginally diabetic, this will help you. Or so you've got arthritis problems. My wife's got tremendous arthritis problems. The arthritis products, the products he has for arthritis to treat that, tremendous. They work. Now, this is not Ted Breuer talking. This is me talking. And I put my reputation on the line because we don't advertise or we don't partner up with anybody that doesn't meet our standards. Bottom line, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And Ted didn't ask me to do this. I'm doing it because I feel really all of you would benefit by it. That's healthmasters.com. Our guest tonight, Dr. Ted Breuer. Ted, thanks for allowing me to make that plug. You didn't ask for it, and hopefully I wasn't offensive when I said that.
Oh, no, Doug. I appreciate, you know, you know that I've known you. It's been 2 years now. And I've been blessed. It's been wonderful because, you know, your listeners are some of the best listeners. In fact, I'm gonna fix that. Your listeners are the best listeners of any show that I've ever done on a regular basis because they're really educated and they're very astute. And a lot of them have chosen to support us and to get the Health Masters products. And I just want to say thank you. And I wish them all a Merry Christmas. And I appreciate all of them. I mean, gosh, I had another man just this past week. He was one of your listeners, and I was in the office and phone rang, and I was sitting there pulling a bunch of ads up for my show about an hour later, and I just picked up the phone and started talking to him, and he was so nice. And I mean, I thought to myself, this is so incredible that people actually, you know, listen to the Hagman show and support us, and we just thank them for it, and we appreciate it. I mean, he was so frustrated because he had a child, a baby, that they wanted to immunize his pediatrician, and he didn't want to do it. And the pediatrician dismissed him as a patient. Dismissed, told him basically, no, get out, leave, you know. And he was so frustrated about that. And he, you know, he was dealing with some issues because, you know, his wife wasn't 100% sure about the immunizations, whether they should do them or not. And he didn't want to do them. And I always tell folks, you know, this whole thing with immunizations and eating clean, this should be part of premarital counseling. If you have a person who is really health-oriented and they're dating somebody and they're engaged with somebody who's not and they don't want to do it the natural ways, that can really set up a lot of mess in a really short period of time because you don't need to argue about stuff like this. while they're about to immunize the child. You need to make these types of decisions before the child is born, especially with this ridiculous hepatitis shot now they want to give these kids. That's, by the way, is raised. They grow it in human aborted fetal tissue cells. I mean, are you kidding me? It has human aborted fetal tissue cells. It's from a dead baby, is what they're growing it in. And part of those tissue cells get injected into this brand new infant, and this body's immune system is just not prepared for any of that. So I always tell folks, think through all of this stuff before you start making these decisions. And once you make the decisions, stick to your guns, because they're going to do everything they possibly can from a medical profession to persuade you. And all of these decisions should be made by you and your spouse and your physician. And he asked me, he says, how do I change my physician's mind? And I said, it's easier to find another physician in your area who agrees with you than it is to try to change the physician's mind who's been brainwashed by Big Pharma and their continuing education protocols. Because remember, almost all of the doctors in the United States now, their continuing education takes place through Big Pharma protocols. They're telling them how great immunizations are all of the time, and they believe it, because that's what they have to. They have to take these classes to maintain their licensure, and when they do that, they're told what the farmer wants them to hear. And it was so funny. I was talking to you a few minutes ago, Doug, during a break. I wanted to share this with you too. And it's funny too. It's kind of a joke, but it's not. It kind of goes back with that frog and the scorpion thing. I have a good friend, or was a good friend. He's gone. May he rest in peace, Zig Ziglar. And I did like 100 seminars with Zig in the 90s. I was there with Schwarzkopf and Bush and all the rest of them. I know all those guys. And it was interesting with Zig. He said something one time. He said, the biggest problem with people that have bad personalities and who just have a really negative attitude, he goes, and the reason they're so unhappy is everywhere they go, they're already there.
I had to ponder that during the break, I got to tell you. But think about that, folks.
Well, then he said another thing. He said, a lot of people are so negative, they brighten up a room by leaving it. And so he's true. When we're dealing with all of this, see, we don't have anything to be upset about in this world that we're in, because we're Christians, because we believe in Yeshua, because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Son of the Most High. We're connected to God through our pineal glands to the 13th dimension. There's nothing negative about any of this stuff. What are they going to do? Take away our physical bodies? Okay, well, that's going to leave anyhow. I'm 60 years old. What difference does that make? I'll never be as strong as I was when I was 20 years old. The other day, we had access to a 50 caliber sniper rifle, and it had a silencer on the end of it. It had like a 10-inch silencer on the end of it, right? And I could chamber that thing. I could actually shoulder that rifle. This thing's heavy. It weighs like 26 pounds. I could shoulder it, myself. And I actually take aim with it. I didn't try to shoot it, without the silencer on it. And then so could Austin, obviously, because he's a lot stronger than me. He's my son. He's 27 years old. He works out really hard like I used to all the time. And I still work out pretty hard too, but not like that. And then all of a sudden he puts, the silencer gets put on the gun, and all that weight at the end of that barrel, he couldn't even pick it up. So I looked at him, I just started laughing, and I said, Austin, if you can't shoulder this gun with a silencer on it, I'm not even going to try. And see, that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that we're not getting better as we get older. Now, we can stay in great shape, and we can stay healthy, and we can stay in harmony with God Almighty through our genetics by eating right and eating clean. But I'm never going to be as strong as a 27-year-old alpha male is, who hits the weights every single day and works out hard, or a 19-year-old one. I know that. But I tell you what, my mental acuity is so good, Doug, and I feel so good all of the time, and my energy levels are through the roof. I really feel good, and I really am blessed that I'm still in such good shape at the age of 60. I don't have a belly. My prostate still works perfectly. It works great. And, you say, well, why are you talking about that on the air? Well, because you don't have to do all that. You don't have to go through all of that debilitating age stuff. You don't have to do all that. That wasn't God's plan for you. And I tried aging one time, Doug. I didn't like it, so I chose not to participate in it again. I'm not going to do that. It was awful. I don't want to do any of that stuff. So it was just a stress-related thing that happened to me. I don't like any of that stuff. So you can have tremendous energy. And no, I haven't drunk a bunch of coffee. I haven't done all that. And hopefully our Purple Six will be back in stock again in another couple of weeks.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know, buddy. I've been fussing at them too. I said, you guys don't seem to understand, man. These Purple Sticks are – I said to them, they're green tea, so they got caffeine in them. So they're a little bit addictive because of the caffeine. And I said, you're selling a legally addictive – product that's actually healthy for you, and you guys run out of stock. Are you kidding me? I said, what kind of marketing is that? I said, how can you do stuff like that? Okay, well, let's get back over. Let's get back over to more challenges. I'm going to sit here and chit-chat with you for 45 minutes and not finish the show. This is really important tonight because I want to tie back together what we were talking about. We're going to go into detail now on transhumanism, biorobots, smart dust, biophotons, satanic, you know, what's going on with the satanic groups, the satanic sacrifice, and how all of this stuff ties together. We're going to be talking about how demons literally take our biophoton energy. This is what they absorb from us during these ritual sacrifice things that they do. It literally sucks the life out of the humans. And we're going to go into how RNA is being used against us, not DNA, but RNA, and how the NSA is compiling so much data and how every bit of this data is being connected, and I'm going to show you how they're doing it through these supercomputers and these quantum computers. But I want to share this little warning with you guys real quick, and this is what transhumanism is all about. They want an artificial intelligence to take over. But when you do this, it creates a closed loop. It literally takes over. It begins to rule. This is transhumanism. This is what they want to do. Then our reality is lost, and we literally go into the Matrix and into these Terminator movies, you know, with Cyberdyne, with these biorobots. What I'm talking about tonight is extreme genetic engineering. I'm talking about how scientists are now able to design and to actually print out human RNA and DNA. They have machines that can do this and weaponize this stuff and put it into your body and how they can change it. There's three different applications of this technology. Number one, when they inject RNA into us, and the way they do this now is through chemtrails. They actually can put synthetic DNA, RNA, into the air, and we breathe it into our lungs. And they can also do it through vaccinations, but I haven't seen the research on that. I believe it's primarily through the chemtrails. Now, remember, if they gave us DNA, synthetic DNA, and this is what they're doing to us with the food, they're changing our DNA, this transhumanism protocol, by giving us GMO-modified foods. It's literally changing the human DNA, which goes into the next generation and into the next generation by changing the DNA. But the RNA they're spraying on us, that's only for the person who it's being infected by. It doesn't transfer genetically. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yep.
It's
not contagious, so to speak.
No, it's not. You can't transfer it to your children. Okay. There's three different types of applications when they basically inject us or infect us with this RNA. Number one, if they hit it with the right frequency, it produces different lights in the body, and these lights control the emotions in our body. And we're going to go over all this twice tonight. The second one, there's a digital, number two, the second one is a chemical. It can start to produce chemical substances in our body, such as poisons or chemicals or cancer or whatever. And the third, there's digital sequences of human genome which can be activated by certain frequencies in which these base pairs are turned off and on, like the old cell phones. Not the old cell phones. Remember the old phones you used to dial with, and you dial and you go.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The rotary dials.
That's right. That's how they open and close the base pairs on the RNA that they put into your body, is through frequency changes like that. They can actually cause it to produce chemicals and poisons in the body. That's how they're doing it. They do it by, you know, it's been sprayed onto us since 2003, apparently, from this one scientist who's been doing the research on this. And this is the DNA is controlling our genetics, but it does not go into the next generation, as I've already met. But what this RNA does, it acts like a retrovirus. It incorporates itself into our cells. Now, you know, this retrovirus, again, can be activated by a radio signal or by a Gwen tower or by a cell phone signal. Remember that movie that came out last summer, I believe it was. It was His Majesty's Secret Service or something like that. I've forgotten the name of it, in which they were they were using cell phones to actually change people and actually make them explode and all kinds of other crazy things. And they were using them to sell people, to kill people by the frequencies that were being generated by the cell phones. Again, Hollywood likes to tell us what their plans are to us and what they can do to us if they want to do it. And when they got the right frequency, a whole bunch of these people, they started just going crazy and killing everybody. If with the right frequencies, if you activate them, it works as a light function, as a psychotronic weapon, or as a chemical function. That's one of the reasons we're getting all of these LED lights installed everywhere, because they can actually do a flicker rate on the LEDs. In addition to that, that's the reason the TVs are working so well. because they're all almost all LEDs now, and they can do flicker rates with those. They can actually activate and deactivate the RNA they're spraying on us. Again, look at how microwaves work. If you don't want to believe any of this stuff, you can boil water with microwaves, but yet there's no source of heat. It's just the microwaves that do it. And you know, that's technology that's been around since the 60s, and probably actually back to World War II with the radar that they were using. Also, you can use it through optic fiber. You can do flicker rates for the TVs. It takes down the synthetic RNA, remember, it does not reproduce, and it connects. This synthetic RNA connects to lipid peptides that infiltrate our human system and connects to our cells. I'll explain to you how they do that in just a second. This technology was actually tested in the Iraq War in 2002. A lot of us were told that the microwave weapons were used to get these folks to surrender. But what happened is the microwave weapons, you know, or the heat weapons, weren't necessarily used. They used transmitter weapons, in which the activation of the RNA was done with these people. In other words, when they turned on the RNA with those base pairs, it caused the body to have internal burning. And that's why they were all running and yelling and hollering and carrying on, because they were surrendering, because they were activating the RNA. They did a field test during the Iraq War to see how it worked. They also used the psychotronic portions of it to cause massive depression, to want to make these people give up. They made them physically ill with nausea, etc. And the research that I read said that they could actually make them deathly sick, and they could actually kill them, Doug, by turning on the right base pairs, causing certain chemicals to be produced in the body, including giving the people cancer. Is that nuts or what?
Yeah, that is nuts. So it's been weaponized.
No, it's everything you thought that was bad, it's that bad.
Yep.
That's why I'm telling you again, you have to be connected to God in the 13th dimension for the continual restoration of your DNA. It's so important, because this show I did on the blood of Christ last month, you have to be born again. You have to understand the power and the authority that you have, because as far as I'm concerned, this stuff has no authority over me, because I'm continually restored by the blood of the Lamb. Now, after they did this Iraq war, they spent another $10 billion in the United States in another 6 months. And what they wrote in the paper was they wanted to optimize the cluster topology, the way that the parts of these atoms are arranged in the body. And this may have been done to insert basically an artificial intelligence into the human being using an RNA that had already been incorporated into their base cells. It turns you into a biorobot. The RNA cluster can carry an artificial intelligence. The RNA in the air, the smart dust, gets into our cells and is prolonged. This artificial intelligence is inserted that can actually get into our DNA. This is transhumanism. Okay, this is transhumanistic technology. This is what they're using with the Morgellons, because the Morgellons is used as an antenna to broadcast your DNA back to these guys. And they're actually able to change you through these nanocrystals and the smart dust they're putting into your system. Always remember, the CIA is pretty much black magic. The CIA is just awful, okay? This is the continuation of the German concentration camps. It's a continuation of MK Ultra. It's all part of the same group of people. The CIA, Doug, and you probably may or may not know this, back in the 80s, they were using remote viewing. And they were doing things like The Men Who Stare at Goats in the books that we've talked about before. And one of these agents was actually able to stop a goat's heart and kill a goat by staring at it, by invoking the powers of Lucifer. And what they did is, back in the 80s, when they stopped bringing these people in who were these remote viewers, they brought witches into the CIA, Doug. They brought witches, black magic witches, to do incantations and seances for the CIA to try to invoke the power of Lucifer. People don't realize how wicked this organization is. This is all through the Tavistock Institute, the CIA office, and the Office of Naval Intelligence. I mean, look at the black magic institutions that we have in Silicon Valley alone. We have Singularity University by Ray Kurzweil. This is based on all transhumanism. The Singularity University in Silicon Valley is located on the campus of NASA. Then right across the street, basically, we have the Google headquarters, and their operational development is now, it's also being run by Ray Kurzweil. And then we have NASA headquarters right down the road. It's all tied together. And NASA is a corporation that basically certifies these planes to spray all of this junk on us. These three people, the Singularity University, these organizations, Google and NASA, I call the Black Brotherhood. I mean, they're all sitting on the same street there in Silicon Valley. And what's crazy about all of this, nobody wants to talk about this stuff because it's weird. I told Austin today, I was telling him about the show, and I said, you know, son, it's taken me a long time to get this point of understanding of what's going on. And I said, the vast majority of the population who's not listening to Steve Quayle or not listening to me or not listening to the Hagmans or not listening to Paul McGuire or not listening to Dave Hodges, when you don't understand what really is going on, it's so weird. You know what I'm saying? When you start talking about this stuff. Yeah. I was in Germany, you know, this last month, well, actually part of this month and last month. And what was interesting about that is I was in a store there in a place, a little town, the Christmas market, and somebody was talking about Obama. And, you know, I mean, it was an American. And I said, and I laughed at him, and I said, don't worry, Obama will save us. He just started in, man. He started hassling about Obama. And I told him, I said, well, it's really not Obama. It's the globalists that are doing all of this. And he started saying, well, what can you do? What can you do? And I said, well, quite frankly, I said, you got to go back to a religious foundation and understand what's going on with these things all the way back to Genesis chapter 6. And the guy looked at me like I was from a different planet, Doug. He did. I mean, like a different planet. And I just kind of laughed at him. And his wife got all mad and bounced away. And I thought to myself, how sad is this? Oh, I wanted to share with this real quick. I almost forgot to talk to you about this. One of the primary reasons I went over there, I wanted to look at the borders in Hungary and Czechoslovakia, because I had been told and had reported that the borders were being closed to stop the massive amount of immigration going into Germany, and that the border going into Austria from Czechoslovakia and the border from Hungary going into Austria, that these borders had been closed. Now, what I did is when I went into Hungary down into Budapest, it was getting really heated over there as far as with the immigration mess. And so we left there and we went back into Austria, but that border was not closed. There was no troop presence. There was nothing there. But when I went from Austria into Czechoslovakia back up through Germany through Dresden, the border was closed, Doug. They had the entire interstate cordoned off with barrels, and they pulled us into a rest area, and the rest area was loaded with German military. I mean, there were trucks everywhere with machine guns and everything else, and they were basically looking in every single vehicle to see if we were bringing in immigrants out of Syria or out of Hungary or out of Czechoslovakia into Germany. So Angela Merkel, this person who tells everybody to come up there, now she's specifically discriminating against them and does not want them to come up. I wonder if our attorney general is going to go after Angela Merkel now for discriminating against the Muslims not coming to the country anymore. I thought that was funny. And I tried to talk to the German officers that were there. I mean, there was a boatload of them, and they were not happy because it was freezing cold. And I kind of tried to slow down, but it was funny. They looked in the car, and they this is going to sound silly. It's kind of like that movie, The Sixth Sense. Instead of seeing dead people, they saw white people, and they wouldn't even talk to me. They just motioned me on, like, forget it, man. We don't even want to talk to you. It's too cold to be nice to anybody. And so they motioned us on, and we went on into Germany. When I got into to Frankfurt, I spoke to the hotel and some people working in the hotel, and they told me that Frankfurt had now pretty much turned into Frankfurt and Berlin, because of the immigration, had turned into the rape capital of Germany, and that it wasn't even safe for women to go on the streets past 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night by themselves, because so many of them were getting raped, because these immigrants felt as though when they weren't working, they weren't wearing their head covering, et cetera, at night, that they were just prostitutes, and that it was because of Sharia law, it was legal to rape these women. That's how
one in four in Sweden alone today, 25%.
On top of that, ISIS has gone door to door and put notes on people's doors saying if they did not convert within 3 days, they would be beheaded. That was just a few days ago.
I talked to my German friends because, you know, all my relatives are pretty much over there still. And I talked to them, and I said, you know, you guys are really screwed up. And they said, well, we all hate Merkel now. We all want her out. And I said, well, you know, I said, it's your fault. I said, you guys quit having babies. I said, you allowed all of that massive propaganda against you after World War II, what your grandparents and your great-grandparents did, and which doesn't affect you guys at all. It made you guys not want to have babies. And I said, so you guys have been having one child. And I said, your population is reducing by half every generation. You brought all of these immigrants into your country to work and do all these jobs for you guys, because there's not enough of you guys to do the high-paying jobs and the skilled labor. And I said, now your country's been overrun by Muslims who are basically reproducing at a much faster rate, and that now you're giving it to them, pretty much just giving it to them by allowing this massive, massive unbridled immigration. And now Angela Merkel is saying no more, no more. We're going to close the borders. And sadly, guys, this is what's going to happen to the United States, but it's not going to happen as quickly here because we don't have the types of populations that we do. And again, I'm going to say this again for our Attorney General. I am not anti-Muslim. I am anti-terrorist. And if you're not anti-terrorist and you live in the United States, something's wrong with you. And if you're not anti-terrorist and you live in Germany, something's wrong with you, because there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that when these guys are swearing jihad on you and basically wanting to kill you and cut your heads off, these people are not good. When you get these radical terrorists that run around carrying freshly severed human heads, when's the last time you saw a Christian running around with a freshly severed human head? I mean, this is some weird stuff that's going on over there in Europe and over there in the Middle East now. And they're importing it to us, which I thought was real special. Okay, let's go back to this story. Let's go back to this nanotechnology again. Russia basically has bailed out, by the way. They are no longer spraying their population. They realized what was going on with Monsanto. They realized what was going on with the nanotechnology. They realized what was going on with the synthetic RNA. And they have completely stopped spraying chemtrails in Russia. The problem that you've run into, though, is because a lot of this stuff is sprayed at 40 and 50,000 feet. In Europe, which, by the way, Europe was so covered up in chemtrails, guys, I've never seen it any worse in the United States than I saw in Germany. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. But remember, the Earth turns towards China, and when it does that, all that atmosphere rotates around the planet. And so all of that stuff, even that nanotechnology that Russia doesn't want, is still falling on Russia because of the spray. I don't know if China's spraying or not, because when I was in China years ago, it's so polluted you can't see the sky anyhow. It's so awful there. So I don't know what they're doing. But I know that Russia is no longer spraying at all, and I don't even know how much of that they actually did. And by the way, the NSA knows that the CIA is a black magic organization, and also that we're having some friction now between the NSA, the Pentagon, the CIA, on who's really in charge and what's going on in the country. And I hope and pray that we don't have a war from that. Again, I don't want any violence in our country at all. I'm going to say that again. I want restoration of the Constitution. I don't want a revolution. I want us to turn back to the values that God gave us in the beginning when this country was founded, and restore the Constitution and restore the way of life that we had in the United States. But, you know, there's a reason that the Deagle.com is saying there's going to be a large percentage of the people that are going to die in the United States. Have you heard any more about that, Doug, as far as why Deagle said what they said about that?
No.
Because I find that interesting, because it was easy to have access to all that stuff, and I don't know if they pulled it off the web, but it's harder to get log on to their program protocols now. But okay, let's go back to the extreme genetic engineering again, and we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and cover this one more time real quick. The DNA basically is being split back down into RNA. The RNA does not continue to develop from one generation to the next. It's not transferable. There's three things that you can do with the RNA by radio frequency that they're putting into the bodies through the chemtrails. You can produce light, which basically is a biophoton thing, which helps to create the morphogenic field that our body, our hologram, is in. And when it does all of this, it can completely control thought. It causes depression, suicidal depression, all of this stuff. You can produce proteins, which you can produce different types of chemicals, including poisons, by doing this. And remember, the base pairs can be laid out in a function like a computer, like a dial, like a telephone. You hit the right frequency, and the base pairs open up, and it sets up a chain of events in the cell, which is like a little storehouse of energy, which starts to create what you want it to create in the base pairs. And so what we have to realize is that this RNA has been placed in our body, and the light can produce emotion and thought, and we can produce poisons with it, and it's controlled and triggered by radio frequency, microwaves, and Gwen towers. I mean, that's really important, because a lot of us have Gwen towers in our area. Again, it's been in the air since 2003. The war in Iraq tested the system, and the smart dust was basically tested, and it's basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's been inserted into the AI, and I'll explain how they did this in a minute, the artificial intelligence, and so it's going to be very difficult to control it. Now, the other things, that when you look into rain that are being sprayed on us in the chemtrails, when you look at rain, you'll find piezoelectric nanocrystals. You can actually look these up in Wikipedia, and it tells you all of the different techniques that are being used with these nanocrystals, including DARPA. DARPA is involved with energy harvesting using these piezoelectric nanocrystals, which are also in the rainwater. They're also valid for scalar application in field structures such as sonar, and they form a type of magnetic field which makes the particles join. These piezoelectric nanocrystals contain barium and strontium, and they're photoactivated with body heat. When you look at one of these out of the rainwater and you put your hand towards it under like a microscope slide, it actually starts glowing. Now, they don't really know why it does that, but apparently the body heat or the biophotons being released by your body actually causes this thing to activate. They're very highly transparent nanoparticles. They have 4 times the refraction index of diamonds. If you look at them under a slide, which I have done online, they basically are brilliant, 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 like this crystalline structures. Again, they use field application, scalar application for field structures, and they can handle the process and the energy of scalar waves. Now, here I'm going to tell you guys something about what's going on with these things. When these things are sprayed on plants, these crystals absorb light at the 250 nanometer wavelength. And when they do that and they're absorbed into the plant DNA, that's the same frequency of the UV light in plants that promote and tell the cells to start doing division in the plants. So when you put these things into plants, they stop cell division, they stop growing, and the plants die. When you combine this with aluminum in the soil and toxicity from this, the plants die. This is the chemistry behind the plant and tree deaths globally where these particles are being sprayed. If you go out west, there's huge areas out there in Lake Shasta where this just the whole mountain has been killed and the trees are all dying. And it's because of this, Doug. It's because of the piezoelectric crystals that are being sprayed out that are being incorporated into our DNA and into the plant's DNA through the uptake by getting on their leaves and getting into their system. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Wow. Piezo, P-E, or P-I-E-Z-O.
Yeah, it is. Right. P-I-E-Z-O, piezoelectric nanocrystals. You can look them up on Wikipedia. I mean, it's not like they're trying to hide the things. And it's a 200. Yeah. Now, another interesting thing is, here's an interesting comparison on how it works. Remember when we talked about mad cow disease years ago, you know, how people were coming down with mad cow and it was being transmitted by contaminated livestock, actually, the human beings. And when you look at mad cow disease, it's because there wasn't enough copper in the human being. There was too much mercury because of the vaccines and because, again, there were nanocrystals in all of this that's going on. Lack of copper causes the nerves to deteriorate and also does that to the blood vessels, by the way. If you don't get enough copper in your multiple vitamin, your blood vessels start to lose elasticity. And when that happens, you start having problems like ruptured aortic aneurysms, by the way, which is deadly. You'll be dead within a few seconds from that. But copper is super important. If you get too much of it, it causes toxicity. But a lack of copper causes nerves to deteriorate. Without copper, the body didn't take and incorporate barium and strontium into the nervous system. Now, everybody stay with me for a second. This is what they're doing again with the spray, because remember, these piezoelectric crystals are made of barium and strontium. And so when you have this in the human body, it forms an antenna to electromagnetic fields. It actually connects the point of the human body, the nervous system, to the piezoelectric currents. This allows a direct input through the nervous system via the radar systems they use and the frequencies they can turn on you, because this is incorporated into your DNA, into your nerves directly. That's how they control you like this, like they do. This again is part of the transhumanism they're doing. It's kind of like when the thyroid gland doesn't have sufficient quantities of iodine. It has to have like 12.5 milligrams of iodine every single day, potassium iodide. If you don't have sufficient quantities of iodine, potassium iodide in your thyroid, the thyroid, if you hit, will start absorbing other types of halogens, including fluoride. And so that's the problem with drinking fluorinated water, and chlorine is also another halogen. And so you have to get away from all, and bromine is another one. And that's why the halogens have to be avoided, because the thyroid will do the same thing. The central nervous system will do that. It will actually incorporate barium and strontium directly into the nerves, which allows a better antenna link into your central nervous system from these piezoelectric crystals. Now let's go back to the weaponry. A radar can be used to communicate by turning the air into what's called controllable units. This way, if someone launches a missile at the United States, this is, again, we talked about this last month, these crystals are in the atmosphere. You can use your scalar wave weapon through multiple antennas to activate the crystals, and it creates a plasma in the path of the rocket. You can heat this plasma at about 10,000 degrees within seconds, and the rocket is destroyed as it goes through the plasma. That's one of the reasons they're spraying us so much. This is the military application of the chemtrails, because they're using it as like kind of a missile shield over Europe and over the United States. This is, again, this is why they have to do a continual application of chemtrails. Now, but these have been linked to so many diseases like Alzheimer's because of the aluminum they're using. And it's what's interesting, they can gain control of the human nervous system by introducing these certain signals that have been incorporated into the cells. For instance, let me give you an example. Manganese oxide is also sprayed from these planes. When you have manganese oxide land on you, it causes flu-like symptoms. And it's also used, again, in the chemtrails. And when you get these flu-like symptoms, everybody wants to run and get flu shots, which, again, puts more mercury into your system, which, again, impairs your central nervous system. A Morgellons fiber is basically a nanotag, which is used to track people. This is self-replicating hollow fibers that read your DNA and transforms it into a radio signal to broadcast back to the NSA or whoever's reading the signals. It's not a, you know, Morgellons is not a big deal. We talked about that last month. If you have the right nutrients for your immune system, that's why we have that immune system protocol up on the website. Your body can handle it. But when you have a lousy diet, when your immune system is weak, when you have fungus problems, yeast problems, heavy metals, vaccines, Morgellons can be a real problem and turn into a real nightmare for you. Remember, you need two antennas for HARP technology because you have to lay one radio wave on top of the other radio wave. I'm going to repeat this again, which creates a longitudinal wave because they annihilate one another. They eliminate it, so like a Bose headphones do. And then you lay two longitudinal waves over, and you end up getting a scalar wave. And they work on different wavelengths, the opposites of the inverted wavelengths. We talked about this in depth last month. Please listen to that show. That's what all these antennas globally are doing. That's what Doppler radar can do, the HARP antennas, all of this. It basically creates this giant barium strontium antenna in the human body through these nanocrystals, Doug. And what's happened is we've been fooled, the military's been fooled by the intelligence community, or they're working them with them because they want to do it this way. But I'm going to give you what happens now. These are the five steps that happen. The piezo crystals are sprayed and absorbed by the human body, okay, with the synthetic RNA. Okay, when they are hit by a microwave or an energy weapon, there's a frequency shift, and it converts into the microwave converts this into digestible light. Then the light is then sent into the DNA, reading out the information of the DNA. This, and then the DNA is processed by the Morgellons antenna, which sends the information to the central computers, which pick up all this information, and it is processed by the intelligence community to read our state of mind. Now, you can also insert the same energy through HARP and through antenna fields and through Gwen Towers to control our consciousness like they did in the Gulf War through the inserted RNA. Because when they do all of this other stuff, they actually take this information, it's connected back into a quantum computer, then this artificial intelligence that they're using now through these quantum computers continues to insert through neuro-linguistic programming such things like revenge and hatred to create these literal bio-robots, like if you wanted to have an Arab Spring. This controls the intention field of the planet that we're on, which controls the hologram of the planet. And then these demons or these archons or whatever you want to call them, whatever you feel comfortable with, they create their own reality by changing our reality, because they understand that we create our reality by the thinking and by the thoughts. God gave us that ability through the scalar waves, but they want to turn everything upside down. This goes back to the Sabbatain protocol. Now, they haven't been using this HARP technology, but for the last, you know, in chemtrails for the last 40 or 50 years. Before that, they did the same thing through human sacrifice, but apparently that wasn't efficient for them enough, and now they want to do this. The quantum computer only picks up more war information, so it manipulates the attention field to create even more war and more energy to feed these demons. Before this technology was being used, again, it was the satanic sacrifices they were using. That's why the Bible tells us to think on the good, think on what's from above, that God is the God of love. It's kind of like, you know, Doug, have you ever got up in the morning? Well, I'm not going to ask you this question. I'll do it myself. I remember a few years ago, I got up one morning, and Sharon basically was in a bad mood, and I'd been snoring or something or whatever, and she was mad about something that happened the day before with the kids. And as soon as I woke up, she started fussing at me at the moment that I woke up. The rest of the day when that happens is usually bad. Okay, this is what the quantum computer is doing right now with the frequency that it's putting out globally. It's putting out all of this negative stuff, war, hatred, bitterness, yep. Deceit. And what's happening is we're staying in this super negative field. And that's why it seems like things are getting worse and worse, because they are, because it's kind of like it's kind of like the synthetic RNA that's been sprayed on us from this artificial intelligence is a demonic entity, and it's making things worse and worse and worse. Because remember, these demons are ruled by Lucifer, and they want to extract energy from humans. As a roaring lion, it says Satan runs about seeking those whom he may devour. And it's all about absorbing the energy and, you know, and basically creating their own reality around us. And that's what they've done. They've turned God's entire universe upside down whenever they get around anybody, and they're doing everything they can to destroy his creation, particularly the earth. This is what is happening with transhumanism. We are being inspired by this quote-unquote artificial intelligence, which is demonically controlled, and this running the and they're running the program. This program is being controlled by the Rothschilds, who are known Satanists, to destroy humans and God's creation. The Satan worshippers say, basically, let me participate in your power, and they'll give you whatever you want in the hologram. Hollywood music industry is the best example. It is so obvious that this Kabbalistic teaching shows them how to call up demons. That's what they talk about in the Kabbalah, and to perform rituals to feel, to actually allow the demonic entities to give them power through specific, through human sacrifice, and in turn, the demons, Lucifer, allows the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or persons doing the ritual. This is so obvious with these people like Miley Cyrus. You'll see that is why so many of the Hollywood people, especially in the music industry, wear that red ribbon around their wrist, signaling that they're Kabbalists, and they've given themselves over to Lucifer and to the demons. But Doug, what I've learned, and Joe, is this: greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We are not of this world. We've been set apart. When you accept Christ Jesus as your Savior, the game's over. You win. You have the authority over them because you are now in covenant with the Most High, who allows you to control your own reality. That's what prayer is all about. That's what our words are all about when we control them. That's what our thoughts are all about. We can literally control our physical reality because we are connected through our pineal gland to the Creator of the universe. As Christians, we must reestablish control of this holographic reality that we've been put into, this earth that we've been given. Here's what we need to do. Number one, we have been taught that we give control of ourselves to the government by voting. By doing so, it allows us to blame shift and say the politicians did everything wrong. The government gives control to the military. The military gives control to the intelligence community. The intelligence community gives control to the black magicians and the Satanists. And they give a control to the demons, who are controlling the quantum computers, which are basically pushing us into all transhumanism and by controlling the holographic field. If we understand the game, we can stop the game. Just take responsibility for who we are. You know, tell your friends to listen to the Hagman and Hagman Report every night. Listen to my show from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Tell everybody about what we're doing and how we're trying to change the physical reality that we live in. If the government tells you to do something wrong, like abortion, just don't do it. If your politicians don't do what they're supposed to do in your area, vote them out. You know, and stop all these ridiculous, endless, stupid wars, which are all they are doing is dragging our frequency down more and more and more. Love one another. Forgive one another. Respect one another. You know, even John Lennon, one of the reasons he was killed, and even Michael Jackson, is because they were finally waking up and they were realizing that these wars and all the things that were going on were something that they were being used to manipulate the people, Doug and Joe, and that's why they had to be taken out, because they had too strong of a voice, because they had been in that industry for so many years and they understood how the industry worked, and they were starting to warn the people, and that's why both these guys, I believe, were taken out, because they both woke up. And that's how
I did know that. Yeah, Roger that, and I'll tell you something. John Lennon from the counterculture forward. I mean, there's a whole big story there, Ted. But you're absolutely right.
But no, that's right. And so that ties it all together. That's how they're using transhumanism, Doug. They're using it with the smart dust. They're using it with the RNA. They're using it with the Morgellons as the antenna. They're tying it all back together into their AI, into their quantum computers, and they're continuing to control the intention field by doing all of this. Human sacrifice wasn't enough for them. They want to completely change the entire reality of this planet and turn it into something absolutely horribly ugly, because that's how they get fed, and that's what they want. And that's the bottom line on what's going on with the world right now and with the globalists, because it's so evil and so bad that when you stop and think about it, it just blows your mind. That's where we have to walk in love, and we have to walk in forgiveness, and we have to realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we have to focus on the good things that are from our Heavenly Father from above, and not be focused on all of this negative stuff all the time, because it really is awful when you start dealing with this on an ongoing basis and realize that all of this stuff, all of this news, all of this information, if it's not from credible sources, is being manipulated. That's why I was so happy when I found out that they weren't knocking off natural health practitioners all over the place for one or two reasons, that these are just, you know, indirect, basically different people that are dying because of who knows what. But the reality is, you know, it's something that we have to do as Christians on an ongoing basis. That's why God says that we have to love one another, and that love is the most important thing of everything, and that we're supposed to love one another and treat each other with respect. And if we do that, if we love our neighbor like we never love ourselves, which is the number one commandment, Doug, we can stop this whole mess almost immediately. And this is what I told J.B. Wells the other day on Caravan to Midnight. We've got to learn to walk in love and forgiveness. And if we'll do that, I tell you what, guys, everything changes. And also, we have to do what I also talked about earlier. If there are certain people in your life that you need to disassociate yourself from who are unwilling to do that, it's better to do that as quickly as possible. You can love them. Just do it from a distance, Doug.
And we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, exactly.
But anyhow, I've got a bunch of news that we can start on now, unless you guys have any more questions about the stuff we've been talking about. I went through it really fast, guys. I apologize. I got a lot of other stories I want to cover tonight, and last month we went into such detail on a lot of that, but I wanted to tie up all the loose ends of how they're using the AI to bring in transhumanism. Everybody thinks we're going to have to start getting chips in our bodies. Doug, they've already put chips in us.
Joe's been doing a lot of research on that, and that disturbs me when you say chips in us.
What they've done, and they've released regulations through the Federal Register recently pertaining to opioids and other prescription medications, on how nanotechnology is inside the actual pills, so they know how they're distributed from the pharmacies, where they go, if they're sold or if the person takes them as prescribed. And these are new guidelines that just came out, along with a federal health IT strategic implementation plan that has just been released by the healthit.gov, where they talk about the electronic health records and the data collection plans and the adoption of health IT in the coming years, where it's stage 3 meaningful use in 2018, it's mandatory, and it's voluntary for 2015 through 2017.
Yeah, but what Ted's saying, though, and Ted, I mean,
right.
But what you're saying, though, is we it's a done deal?
What I'm saying is you better accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and get your DNA renewed, because I don't believe they can touch us. I really don't. But these people who don't understand where we're coming from with all of this, and who don't know who Christ is, they're already, everybody's got this synthetic RNA in them already. It's already been sprayed on everybody, and that basically is a biomarker, a tag they can turn off and on with their base pairs, and they can create energy, or they can create the depression, they can create poisons, they can create anything they want to do with this stuff, because they can just hit you with the right radio frequencies and activate these pairs. I mean, they've already done it to us, Doug. Everybody's probably, the only people that aren't contaminated are the people who live over there and probably in Russia, because they didn't let them spray everybody. But this is what they're doing. I mean, but remember, the good news about this is it's not transmitted. It's not DNA. It's RNA. It's not transmitted into the next generation. And so, you know, it's just, it's awful. And then, of course, they're doing the DNA to destroy the next generation through the GMO crops. And so the whole thing is just kind of nuts. When you really stop and think about what they've done to us, it has to be satanic. See, this is fallen angel technology. Alien DNA. It's alien technology if you don't want to believe in all the fallen angel stuff or the demons. This is alien technology. It's not from around here. This is super, super, super advanced nanotechnology. These are basically nanobots, robots, super small particles that they're putting into us that are so tiny, Doug, you can't even see them, that they're absorbed into your bloodstream through your lungs. And if you really want to get a look at some of this stuff, go out on a clear night after they've done heavy spraying with you and grab a UV light, like one of those old black lights we used to have back in the 70s. They still sell them. And walk outside and look around with that black light when it's black, and you will see the stuff. There's literally billions of particles on some nights floating in the atmosphere around you. I mean, it's crazy on the heavy spraying days. That's the stuff that's coming down that we're inhaling. And they're continually spraying this stuff because they've got the NASA's using it as a defense shield, and also with the DARPA technology. I mean, it tells you with the piezoelectric crystals that it's being used by DARPA. I mean, it says it right on Wikipedia, for heaven's sakes. These things are super advanced crystals, super advanced RNA, super advanced technology that they're using, and they didn't develop this in the last 40 or 50 years. This is some stuff that's been around for eons of time that somebody has brought to this planet. And I personally think it's the fallen angels or the demons or whatever you want to call them that have done all of this stuff. And, you know, you can call them aliens, you can call them whatever you want to call them. I don't care what you call them. All I know is that this stuff is messed up. It's here. It's now. I mean, the future is now. And Kurzweil's a nightmare. I can't believe he's running all this stuff now with Google and running all this stuff with DARPA and running all this stuff out there with the Singularity University. And, you know, they asked him once, they said, well, do you believe there's a God? You know, his response was, not yet. They're planning on making God. You know, they want to go. They want to be able to harvest energy from different planets and bring it back to the Earth. These guys are twisted, dude. I mean, they are messed up. And the problem is they got the full force of the CIA, the government, black magic, and the funding, and the black ops, and all the opium they're smuggling in from Afghanistan, and all the money that's coming in from all of that, the $1 trillion a year into the United States alone. They got all of that money to do all of this technological stuff and all this advanced stuff. I mean, who in the world is so sick they're going to spray everybody with synthetic RNA to infect them with nanobots? Are you kidding me? They've already done it. They've already done it. That's what the Morgellons thing's all about. Those are the broadcasting antennas.
Why then at this point? I mean, why go through all of that at this point? Why not just, do they have the ability right now, Ted, based on what you just said, based on what they sprayed to turn us off, to turn us on, to wipe us out, so to speak?
Yes, they do. Except I don't believe they can do it to a Christian. I don't believe that. I don't believe they can do it to a Christian. I don't think they have the authority to do it to a believer. You know, I don't believe they can do it. But you know, but if a person's sickly and really sick, and they're eating junk all the time, and they're deathly ill, and they're, you know, on death's door anyhow, and their DNA can't communicate properly to God, you know, they might be able to do some stuff to those guys because of choices they made. I mean, the Bible says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple, and that God's spirit lives within you? And if you destroy God's temple, you will be destroyed. That's what the word says.
Right.
You know, so that's what people need to understand. This technology is so advanced. And you know, remember, it all started, you know, when Russ Dizdar talks about it and Tom Horn talks about it, we all talk about it. Quayle talks about it all now.
Yep.
This technology that they've got out there now is so advanced and so far out there, and the abilities that they have are so crazy. But greater is he who is in us, Doug, than he's in the world. That's how I look at all of this stuff.
Amen.
They do whatever they want to do, but I'm not signed up for their silly nonsense. I'm not involved with their nonsense.
And I love it because, really, folks, you know, we read the Bible, and this is, I mean, go back and listen to Ted's various presentations on our show, and put all of this together, because we as believers, when we get saved, I believe this, that when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our DNA changes. Changes. There's really no other word to use.
Maybe it's restored.
Restored. Okay, yeah. You know, that's the word. Yeah, it's restored to that original, God man intent of the garden. Right? Is that kind of? Yeah, that's
exactly,
I guess that would.
That's right.
So, and when you accept and you become saved, well, there you have it. I mean, that's a benefit of accepting.
Yeah, and. With that, we're up against the top of the hour break already.
I was getting hand signals over there.
Yeah, I'm going like this trying to tell you it's a break. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on this Friday, December 18th, 2015, with our guest, Dr. Ted Breuer. His website is healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And his book is Breakthrough Health.
It's the only health book you'll ever want, Joe.
Yeah.
You know.
He also has a fantastic radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Every Monday through Friday.
And then on Sundays, is it 7 to 8?
7 to 8, that's right. Dave Hodges, that's right.
All right, we'll be right back with our third and final hour with Dr. Ted Breuer, full of information and energy.
Oh, hang on for this hour, guys. All right.
right after these short messages. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.